Next patient is Judith Dempsey. I'm sorry, Demusey. That is Judith is J-U-D-I-T-H. Demusey is D. D isn't David. D-E-M-U-E-S-Y. That is D. D isn't David. D-E-M-U-E-S-Y. Demusey. Date of birth is 2/5/36. Date of visit is 7/7/23. Please make a copy for Fernando Arzola. S-E-R-N-A-N-D-O. Arzola is A-R-Z-O-L-A. M-D. Okay, next paragraph. Chief complaint is shortness of breath with exertion. Next paragraph is present illness. This is a this is an 87-year-old female who has a history of chronic dyspnea, has been unable to ambulate due to shortness of breath as well as unsteadiness on her feet. Patient went for a chest x-ray. In March of 23, which showed no active infiltrates and no rib fractures. She has used albuterol as needed, and she's also on antihypertensive medications for a history of hypertension. Next paragraph, past history. The patient's past history includes history for hypertension and history for asthma. She has had a lumbar laminectomy at L4 and 5. And she has had pneumonia with a recurrent aspiration. The patient also has a history for apnea at night with snoring, but has never been for a polysomnogram. Next paragraph. Can you also mention the patient has had scarlet fever, macular degeneration, and hyperlipidemia? She had a hysterectomy remotely. Next paragraph, allergies, no drug allergies are listed. Next paragraph, habits, the patient never smoked but has been exposed to secondhand smoke for several years. She drinks alcohol occasionally. Next paragraph, family history, father died of a stroke, mother died of heart disease. Next paragraph. Allergies to dogs, pollen, and dust. Next paragraph. System review, the patient has fatigue, no fever. Denies cataracts, but had cataracts repaired. She She has no hoarseness and nosebleeds. She has urinary frequency nighttime awakening. She has coughing spells and wheezing. She has no abdominal pains, nausea, heartburn. She has no diarrhea, constipation. She does have some arm pain, jaw pain, and calf muscle pains. She has no anxiety, no depression. She has easy bruising. She has joint pains, muscle aches, no seizures, headaches, some memory loss, and no skin rash, but has some itching. Next, medalist included losartan 100 milligrams daily, azithromycin 10 milligrams daily, valismo injection 0.5 milligrams every 5 weeks. Valismo injection every 5 weeks. Next, amlodipine 10 milligrams daily. Montelukast 10 milligrams daily. Fluticasone nasal spray, 2 sprays in each nostril daily. Next paragraph, physical exam. This elderly white female is alert, pale, but no acute distress. A blood pressure 170 over 100. Heart rate of 68, respiration 16, temps 975. Weight is 180 pounds. Saturation 95 in room air. HGND are non-cephalic, pupils reactive. Tongue is moist, ears no inflammation, throat was clear. Next, example, no bruise, no thyroid enlargement. Chest equal movements with diminished excursions. And no definite crackles or wheezes. Heart sense regular S1 and S2, no murmur, no S3. The abdomen is soft, benign, no mass, no again, or megaly, the bowel sounds act. Extremities, 1 plus edema with diminished pulses. Reflexive 1 plus with no gross motor abscess. Cranial nerves grossly intact. Skin, no lesions observed. Next, paragraph, impression number 1. COPD with asthma and chronic bronchitis. Number 2 is diverticulitis. And she was advised to go for a polysomnographic study and a CT chest without contrast and a complete PFT. She needs to do aspiration precautions and could go for a modified barium swallow study. A follow-up visit be arranged here after the CAT scan is performed and the PFT is done. Meanwhile, she can use a Ventolin HFA inhaler. 2 puffs as needed. Thank you for the consultation. Copy of this for Dr. Fernando Arzola. A-R-Z-O-L-A. Arzola Fernando. F-E-R-N-A-N-D-O. M-D. Thank you, Sakti Souza.